We all want to hear that well done, the well done of God himself. But just as there are no casual friends in the kingdom, friendship is earned by faithfulness and loyalty, so his well done doesn't come without cost. We'll need to be walking very closely with him to receive it on that day. Paying attention to the nuances of the Holy Spirit's direction of our lives, laying down our lives that he might live through us. But it all depends what you want out of life. Remember, you only get one shot at this. If you really, really want to hear well done on that day, there will be sacrifices to be made. When others are enjoying life and doing what they want to, you will perhaps be studying or attending a prayer meeting or a conference or waiting on him in silence and solitude. No pain, no gain, as the old saying goes. But you get to choose. You can have as much of him as you really, really want. But you only get one chance. This life is the time when you make the choices that will affect eternity. He won't love you any the less. Your place in heaven is secure. This isn't about acceptance and belonging, but about obedience, service, and dedication to that one master. He works in cycles, you see. He always keeps you in the position of sonship until he's satisfied that you know you are his and can be never lost to his affections. Then, without warning, he moves you round the cycle to the position of servant. You may be unaware of the change, but suddenly everything's about serving others rather than yourself, and life can get very uncomfortable as you wriggle to free yourself from the constraints that you feel are being put on you. You just felt the harness of the Lord, that's all. His yoke just slid across your shoulders. This truly is training for reigning, but you haven't seen this life as your preparation down here before your elevation up there. It's at this point you'll have a choice, his way and will or yours. It may be that which he sees for you prophetically you will not reach because you're always busy with other things like motorbikes, keep coming back to that, and you will choose for these rather than him when push comes to shove. Because there's a law that we haven't touched on yet, and it's called the law of relinquishment, letting go. It's all about the formation of his character within you, a character and nature that reflects that of your heavenly Father, not your earthly one. You remember that guy, of course, that couldn't let go of his motorbike when Father issued this challenge. So if you think the Christian life is a breeze, all gain and no pain, you're probably living in unreality. If you think it's hard, you're probably not moving in or understanding grace. If you are contending for the faith with everything in you, you're probably a disciple, or you're certainly on your way to being one. It's interesting how we can measure where we are at any given time, isn't it? If you want to hear well done on that day, perhaps you need to sit down with him right now and tell him, whatever the cost, wherever it takes me, I want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Over to you.